Good morning, my Unity family. I am so pleased to be with you this morning. Even though it is virtually, I am still so pleased to be with you, to have been asked to speak to my family. As you know, my lesson topic title today is Using the Power of the Word. Using the Power of the Word. I'll be using slides this morning. Hopefully they will go okay. And then after the service, hopefully I will be able to join you in fellowship via Zoom. So I am going to just put up the screen right now so that you can see the title of the talk, Using the Power of Your Word. You know, when we say we want to change, so often we find ourselves sabotaging our efforts, sabotaging what we say we want. We hold in our minds thoughts that contradict what we say that we want, or we act in ways that are based on our old habits that don't support our new desires. But I'm here to say this morning that the life that we want, the life that you want, the life that I want, can be spoken into existence. I'm not talking about mumbo jumbo. I'm not talking about magic. But we can speak into existence what we want as easily as we can speak into existence what we don't want. So why don't we speak and act in ways that really support the lives that we say we want, the lives that we say we want to create. The foundational scripture for this morning comes from Matthew, the 18th chapter, 18th verse. And it says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Simply put, it means that whatever is happening on a small scale in your life has a corresponding effect on a larger scale. And from a negative perspective, by believing and acting as though you always have bad luck, you energetically, negatively affect everything else in your life. By the way you think, by the way you speak, you affect everything because you have this negative energy and you're speaking from that energy. And so that's one of the reasons that it is so important that we be mindful of our words, that we be mindful of our thoughts. And it's especially so with people in significantly high level positions. President, for example, whatever he or she says has a huge impact. Those words do not go out and come back in a void. They truly can change things. And in fact, they do. One of the people that was such an amazing metaphysician in interpreting scripture was Ed Townley. I know that you have had, we had Ed Townley at Unity Albany a number of years ago. And you may know that he recently passed away. But I'd like to share with you how Ed interpreted this scripture. He said, the scripture is teaching us that our life experience will express according to our faith. We bind on earth when we decide what we believe about this life experience, and that belief will become our full experience. If we believe in a dangerous world, we will experience a dangerous world. If we believe in an enemy trying to do us harm, that will be our experience. If, on the other hand, he said, we loose ourselves from those negative beliefs and hold to the truth that there is one presence and one power seeking all ways to express in and through us as our highest, greatest good, that will be the life experience. God, the source of all that is, will express in our lives according to the beliefs we hold. And so this, friends, this means on a daily basis, we can allow the power within us to guide us. And it is ours to do that, to create the life that we want from how we speak, how we act, how we think about things. I have certainly learned that by listening to my spiritual guidance, I know the perfect words to speak. I listen to what is mine to do. I don't have to try to figure out clever words to say. It is about being centered in the knowing that the right words will indeed come. They will be spoken. If harmony is required in the situation, I will be guided to speak words that will bring harmony. If justice is required, I will be guided to speak words of fairness and justice. That is when I listen to spiritual guidance. I'm a work in progress just like you are. The thing is to always practice being mindful of how we're thinking and what we are saying. When we use our divine power through our words to speak truth, while in some situations, such words may be filled with passion, certainly, they will not be malicious. They will not be hateful or mean. What comes to mind in sharing with you this lesson is how Dr. Martin Luther King spoke. He spoke from his divine knowing. And his words, his impassioned delivery of the truth provided the energy and the knowing for many others, thousands and thousands of others, to come on board and also understand what their truth was. That is the power that we have. That is the power that Martin Luther King used to make changes in our country. That occurred more than 50 years ago. However, because there are negative efforts afoot, we, in a sense, risk what we have gained if we do not pay attention to what Spirit is guiding us to do. But I believe, as Florence Scovel Shinn said in her book, The Power of the Spoken Word, and I'll quote, "One man with perfect peace and perfect poise, filled with love and goodwill, can dissolve all negative vibrations." That is the power that resides in each and every one of us. That is a spiritual power that we have and that we can utilize in speaking truth to power. I believe in the power of the One Presence. And I have learned that the power of the spoken and the written word matter. Every word has an inherent power when you and I give it its meaning by the consciousness that we hold. Your word, imbued with your consciousness, is your wand. It's your wand. You can use it to create good, or you can use it to destroy. The choice is yours. When you use your words, both written and spoken, for good, you are creating an experience that can have lasting positive effects on the world. On what you want to create in the world. On the other hand, when you use your words in ways that put down, that punish, or in some other way harm a person, you're creating an experience that can have lasting negative effects. So using your divine power to positively shape the world we live in by the words you use can be practiced moment by moment, day by day, to change. It doesn't take money. It doesn't take positional power. It takes you making the decision and understanding that you are part of the presence that continuously is creating the universe that we live in, and you are indeed a powerful part of the presence. You matter. Eric Butterworth once wrote, "Life and death are in the power of the tongue." I'll put that up on the screen. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. He wrote that in Practical Metaphysics, his latest book, I believe. And so when I read that, I said, wow, that is truly a powerful statement. Yet he also shared that this was not his original statement. The original statement comes from the book of Proverbs, 18th chapter, 21st verse. Again, the life and death are in the power of the tongue. So what this says is that we have known, the human species has known, for thousands of years, that the words we speak have tremendous power. Yet as a collective and as individuals, we continually show callousness in the use of our words. We have even created laws that make it okay for people to use offensive language. It's my right to say what I want, we often hear. Well, it may be your right to say what you want, but what you say has consequences. According to Matthew 15:11, it says, "Not that which enters into the mouth defiles man, but that which comes out of the mouth." According to scripture, this is what Jesus said. He said during the time when the laws, the religious laws, required people to eat certain foods or to not eat certain foods because they felt that certain foods would defile a man, defile a person. But Jesus said, it's not so much what we put in our mouths that defile us, but it's that which comes out of our mouths, what we say. What we say harms us, not so much what we bring in to our bodies. And so that's also what we're talking about today. Watch what we say, because they can harm. And when we deliberately say things to harm, that truly has consequences, not just for a small section or portion of the population, but it impacts everyone. I recently read a quote also attributed to former Secretary of State Colin Powell, where he said, "We have come to live in a society based on insults, on lies, and on things that just aren't true." And I would agree. And I would imagine most of you would agree as well, seeing and hearing things that in social media, on TV, and unfortunately from people in the highest offices, saying things that just aren't true. So how do we respond in these kinds of situations? These situations that truly challenge us. How do you let go of immediate reactions to disinformation to make room for opportunities for all people to be lifted up? How do we respond in those situations when we see that there are triggers every day that we experience? Well, I believe in such times as these, discipline is required. And listening to spiritual guidance is required. And Eric Butterworth would say, and has said, fasting is required. And I would imagine Jesus would have said the same thing. Fasting is required. I'm not talking about fasting in the traditional sense of fasting from certain foods. I'm talking about fasting from certain words and expressions that perhaps we have habitually used, or perhaps we use from a knee-jerk reaction to disinformation that has triggered us. And so Eric Butterworth called this kind of fasting the 7-day verbal diet. And we know that fasting is a way of cleansing, right? And so let's look at what Eric Butterworth talks about in this 7-day verbal diet. He says, on day one, we're to think before we speak. And then day two follows that by listening to spirit before we articulate things. And day three, we're to put into words only those things that you want to manifest in your life. Day four is keep yourself from using negative cliches, from profanity, from all words that have no meaning whatsoever or a negative meaning. And then day five, we're to say only positive, creative words and expressions. By day six, we're not only to say positive, creative expressions, but we're to say them in effective ways, positively, creatively. And then by day seven, we have taken all of this in. We have step by step begun to cleanse ourselves of these negative words and ways of speaking, and we begin to experience a whole new positive healing vibration. So in support of this 7-day verbal diet, you know, during a period of dieting, we need support. We need moral support, right? And so that we can continue on this diet. So we have Mother Teresa. The words from Mother Teresa helps us to stay centered, stay on course. And she says, the good you do today in your diet may be forgotten tomorrow by others. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough for them. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. But I know that sometimes this can be a challenge. Perhaps you have difficulty even beginning the diet. Well, I ask you, my friends, this morning, that you consider doing it for the children. Do it for the children of our community and our world. I like what a young Levanzant posted a couple of days ago. She said, when we affirm the very best of and for our children, they have a very different view of their place and position in the world. Don't call them anything you don't want them to be. Speak seeds of greatness in their minds, and they will grow into strong, sturdy plants. And so in closing, my friends, let us affirm together to take us through this week so that by next week, we will have fully moved through our 7-day verbal diet and have cleansed our thought sphere of the negative, any negative words that we may have used prior to our dieting. And so our affirmation is, I use the power of my word to create the change I wish to see in the world. Let's say that again together. I use the power of my word to create the change I wish to see in the world. I use the power of my word to create the change I wish to see in the world. And so let us now take that affirmation into our time of meditation. I invite you to take a deep breath with me. Get comfortable again in your seats. Close your eyes if that is comfortable for you. And let's breathe again. And again, let's use the power of our words to create the change we wish to see in the world. I use the power of my words to create the change I wish to see in the world. We continue to speak truth to power, taking this affirmation in, allowing this affirmation to grow and seat itself in our souls, knowing that we indeed have the power, the divine power. And we imbue our words with this power and speak it out into the universe to create the change we wish to see in our world. And we take this knowing of our power to change, to speak truth into the silence, into the silence. And as we return to this sacred space, after communing with spirit within, we commit ourselves to use the power of our words to create the new world that we wish to see. And so it is. And so we let it be. Amen. And namaste.